Therefore, that is only a passage. The real message that we get out of this whole description is that immortality of the soul is first to be realized by the body, life and mind. You don't have to make soul immortal. Soul is by its nature immortal. You only have to realize immortality. Secondly, you have to realize the immortality of the divine consciousness of Satchidananda, of which the soul is here the representative. So the awareness of Satchidananda, the awareness of the soul, is the real realization of immortality, which you don't have to create. They are immortals. But what is to be created here is the image of immortality. This soul's immortality is not to be created. The divine himself is immortal, that is not to be created. But in this mutation of the world, to create formations of body, life and mind, and formation of this soul entity, of the psychic being, more and more individualized, more and more expressive of the divine, that is to be built here. So there are two tasks. One is a task of realization. Realization of what is there already. The second is a task of fabrication. We are first to discover the immortality of the soul, of the Jivatman, of Satchidananda. That is not to be fabricated because it already exists. On the other hand, to shape our body, life and mind into the image of the soul, so that they are also psychicized, individualized, not egoistically individualized, but psychically individualized. And in that process, the fullest formation of the psychic being itself to be fabricated. And the two processes are interconnected. The more you realize, the more you are able to fabricate here. The more you realize the immortality which is there already, the more you can immortalize the formation of the mind, life and body here. And the more is the manifestation of the psychic personality. Therefore, the completion of the whole thing would be when in this very body, the same body can continue to live on and on and on without any intervention of death. That would be the ultimate victory, as it were, of fabrication. So the body, actually our body dies every moment. We know that the whole body the atoms, the whole thing is constantly getting mutated. But when we call death, what happens is that not only the mutation of the body takes place, our individuality itself is lost. The individual integration is lost in death. Now, if you can maintain the same physical body, same physical body does not mean the same atoms, because that is constantly changing, but the same individual formation, same individuation, if you can have it all the time, that will be the real victory over death. So the death principle itself is removed.
When you take rebirth, you carry with yourself your formations of mind,
life,
desires.
Yes. You develop more and more individualize yourself. Some of them you exhaust, some you bring new ones. And certain things which are not developed here, you bring from above because you experience over there. So that gives a great help to your evolution here. In fact, that is the need of our sojourn in the other parts. When you live in the bright plane or mental plane, then certain things which are not here, you bring them back here by experiencing them. That is how when you come in a new form, you have new potentialities, new formations. And even what you have developed in the past, you may not bring now, but in the course of your life, you can bring back.
In the course of your life?
Yes.
You can bring back.
Yes. For example, supposing you have been a great queen in the past, in which you have manifested a certain power. Now that personality remains formed. It is so individualized, it doesn't die, it doesn't get disintegrated. In this birth, you don't need it, because you have to make another experience. But at a certain time of life, if you need it, it can immediately come down and can help you, because it belongs to you in a certain sense. You are right over it. So that is how sometimes in certain moments of your experience, you find you are quite a different personality for that moment. Suddenly you can... Suddenly you can change.
So can a soul experience without having a physical body?
Soul can experience what?
Experience other things like experience after death. A soul can learn what
feelings
without a physical body.
Yes, that is the whole point. First of all, we must know that experience is not dependent upon the body. Only physical experience is necessary. It requires a physical body. But there are corresponding experiences, even of the physical, which you can experience without the body. You can see without the eyes, even now. When you dream, what happens? Without your eyes, you are seeing so many things, even now. So eyes are not necessary. Your physical does not need to move about. It is lying on the bed. And yet you are experiencing, you are flying in the aeroplane, going by train, you are meeting your friends, talking to them. So the body is not the only instrument of experience. Soul itself is a packet of experience. Soul itself is a real vehicle of experience. The body is only one of the vehicles of a certain, you might say, concretization of a certain kind of experience. In an imperfection, even that is necessary for the perfection. But for mere enlargement, it is not necessary. If you only want to enlarge yourself, you can come out of the body and enlarge yourself. It is only because embodiment, embodied experience is involved in the whole game, therefore we are required to come back to the body and take a new birth in the body. But otherwise experiences are possible without the physical body, which we already have in our life every day when we go to dream consciousness.